This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
The center of Tropical Storm Isabel is near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The storm has been weakening. Winds are decreasing, but there are gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. In the nation's capital this morning, tall trees have fallen across some streets, and the federal government is shut for another day. Up and down the East Coast, millions of people have no power. Joining us is Nancy Marshall of member station WAMU in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's it look like there in the district?
It does not look good. I am in the Old Town section of the city of Alexandria, Virginia, a suburb of Washington. At the foot of one street, there is about 5 feet of standing water. Now, high tide on the Potomac here in Alexandria was at 2:30 this morning, Eastern Time. The Potomac River was 9 to 10 feet above flood stage. That's 9 to 10 feet higher than it normally is. And the mayor of Alexandria held a press conference a short while ago. The water was high enough that a couple of people were paddling around in the background on the street, one in a kayak and one in a canoe.
What is the biggest problem facing D.C. residents, or problems?
One is power. About 70% of the people living in Northern Virginia, in the D.C. suburbs of Virginia, are without power. Another problem is water. The fact that people in the Alexandria area, Alexandria, Virginia area, are being told not to drink their water, to drink only bottled water. If they have to use the water out of their tap for cleaning dishes or making baby formula, they should boil it first.
Now, the government has been shut down. Am I right on that? Did Isabel cause problems for government workers?
Isabel has had a major effect on the federal government. For the second day in a row today, 350,000 federal workers have been told to stay home. All federal agencies are closed, except for essential emergency workers. They do have to report to work. The White House and Congress have been told they should determine their own policies, but federal agencies are closed for a second day.
So just finally, Nancy, looking out, and you're just at the moment just having a few winds and a little bit of a storm?
You know, right now the wind has died down. I'm looking down Main Street here in town, and it kind of looks like there's a lake at the foot of the street, but it's not being stirred up by the wind at all. It looks like sort of a placid lake. Now, I was down here last night when the storm really started to whip things up around 10 o'clock Eastern time last night, and the wind was blowing very, very hard. There was a driving rain. It wasn't the sort of horizontal rain you'd see in a hurricane, but it was very, very strong driving rain. And at that point, the flooding was just beginning, and the water was up around 5 feet, and it surged overnight, and now it's starting to recede.
Nancy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Nancy Marshall is with member station WAMU in Washington, D.C.